Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we're looking at some phrasal verbs which are commonly used in medical language. So if you're a medical professional, this will be very interesting for you. And hopefully you'll never find yourself in a hospital, anywhere, but especially in a British country or English-speaking country. But in case you are, these could be useful. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you a list of phrasal verbs. I'm going to give you the definitions. And then I'm going to give you some sentences with missing phrasal verbs. And I'd like you to complete my sentences with a phrasal verb from my list. So let's start with this one. To pass out. What does it mean in medical language if a person passes out? Well, it means to suddenly lose consciousness for a short time. Another word for this is to faint. But we say as a phrasal verb, to pass out. Don't confuse this with another phrasal verb, pass away. To pass away means to die. So obviously very, very different. Pass out is to faint, to lose consciousness. Okay, next, to come round. This is connected with passing out. To come round means to become conscious again after passing out. So we have to pass out, which is to lose consciousness, to come round, meaning to recover your consciousness. Next, throw up. What does it mean to throw up? Well, this means to vomit or to be sick. Next, to come down with something. This means to become ill with something not particularly serious. So, for example, you could come down with a cold. Next, get over. To get over something, this means to recover from an illness, to get over something. Next, build up. Build up means to gradually improve over time. So you can build up strength. Okay, next, to cut down or cut back on something. We can use cut down or cut back, and this means to reduce eating or doing something. So you can cut down on alcohol, for example, to reduce the amount of alcohol you drink. And the last one, to cut out. So we had cut down and cut back, which mean reduce. And cut out means completely stop eating or doing something. To cut out. Okay, so those are the phrasal verbs connected to medical language. Now let's see how well you remember them. I'm going to give you some sentences. One of my sentences has two missing phrasal verbs. If you want to write these down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. So what's the missing phrasal verb? And remember, you might need to change the form of the verb. If there's a different tense, for example, you might need to use the past tense, or you might need to use the gerund form of the verb. So keep that in mind too. Here's number one. When there's a missing word, I will say blank. Number one, it took me nearly 2 weeks to blank this cold, but thankfully I'm more or less better now. It took me nearly 2 weeks to blank this cold, but thankfully I'm more or less better now. Number two, I have a phobia of needles. The last time I had an injection, I blank, and it took me a minute to blank. I have a phobia of needles. The last time I had an injection, I blank, and it took me a minute to blank. Number three, I'm quite overweight, so my doctor told me to blank on fast food. I'm quite overweight, so my doctor told me to blank on fast food. Number four, my son has a virus. He spent the whole night blank. My son has a virus. He spent the whole night blank. Number five, regular strengthening exercises can help to blank muscle around the knee. Regular strengthening exercises can help to blank muscle around the knee. Number six, I think I am blank with a cold. I can't stop sneezing. I think I am blank with a cold. I can't stop sneezing. And finally, number seven, when I blank tomatoes of my diet completely, I stopped getting migraines. When I blank tomatoes of my diet completely, I stopped getting migraines. Okay. So, take a moment if you need to pause this podcast. And then when you're ready, press play and we'll look at the answers. Okay. Let's look at the answers. So I'm going to give you the full sentence. It took me nearly 2 weeks to get over this cold, but thankfully I'm more or less better now. So number one is to get over, meaning to recover from. Number two, I have a phobia of needles. The last time I had an injection, I passed out. So I fainted. I lost consciousness. And it took me a minute to come round, to become conscious again. Number three, I'm quite overweight, so my doctor told me to cut down or cut back on fast food, to reduce the amount of fast food. Number four, my son has a virus. He spent the whole night throwing up. And we need to use the gerund throwing because of the expression to spend time, to spend the whole night. And then if there's a verb, it needs to be in the gerund form. He spent the whole night throwing up. Okay, number five, regular strengthening exercise can help to build up muscle around the knee, to build up, to gradually improve muscle. Number six, I think I am coming down with a cold. I can't stop sneezing. So to come down with something, to become ill. And number seven, when I cut out tomatoes of my diet completely, I stopped getting migraines. To cut something out, to stop completely. Okay, how did you do? Did you find the right phrasal verbs? Well, hopefully you've learned some new phrasal verbs today. I hope you found it interesting. Remember, if there are any topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then do let me know, please. I always like hearing your suggestions. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.